the sweet legacy of Fisherman's Friends. Yes, we're here with Mark and Pete live. I'm Pete, the clergyman. With me, as ever, is Mark, the businessman. Now, Mark, what's all this about then, this Fisherman Friends legacy thing? What's this week's episode about?
Clergyman Pete, this is about legacy.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting story here which sort of prompted my attention. And this is around an article that was written around a coastal town that had received a £41 million donation from a woman who was involved in the success of Fisherman's Friends, that being the cough sweets. Now, businesswoman woman Doreen Lofthouse, who recently died, and she was a ripe old age of 91, has left her fortune to charity that aims to develop her Fleetwood hometown. So the point about legacy in this particular case is around the charity, but also the legacy that she's given to help with the community. And so my thought here, Clergyman Pete, is very much around, it's not about just the money that you have. It's about what you do in life. So here's a thought. It's about the gift of life. Life's legacy is not about what you've won. It's based on all the good that you've done. So review your time and the way it's run and find your purpose and have some fun. So Clergyman Pete, I ask you, what do you think is the model for having a good legacy?
Yeah, it's interesting you have this example of the Fisherman Friends heiress because her legacy was in giving away money. Now, I was thinking of a Bible verse. This is Proverbs 13, verse 22. And it says this, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So thinking long term, which is part of the mantra of Mark and Pete, long term and local, I guess you know. That's from the Bible. It says that that we should have a view to the legacy being long term. So we're not short term in our thinking, which is important. But when it's in the Bible, it's talking about this idea of inheritance. It's not limited to money. It's not just talking about that. In fact, if we're just taking another verse from the Bible, this is from the New Testament, 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, for those who want to look it up, it says this, godliness with contentment is great gain. You want to hand on to your children and your children's children the example of godliness. I mean, if you believe in God, actual faith in God, showing yourself to be faithful, and contentment. So someone who's content with the hand that they've been dealt and able to cope with whatever that is. So it's not necessarily building up wealth. That could be part of it if you're successful to hand on something to the oncoming generation. But the main point is to have, you know, live a life of integrity, to live a life where you're not slavishly working, trying to gain more and more wealth, but rather you're more concerned with the way that you live. So I guess that's really what I'm saying. Your inheritance, part of your inheritance, should be your attitude, maybe of generosity, such as the Fisherman's Friends tycooness that we were just talking about.
Well, I think herein lies the story, because many entrepreneurs are actually very conscious of their legacy, not just the fact of their reputations, but about what will they do with the wealth, but also with the philosophy and really had the practices that they've tried to implement. Now, in this particular case, the remedy itself was originally made by the Fleetwood pharmacist James Lofthouse in 1865. Now, the idea was that essentially croaky fishermen who had some problems when they were going out and about in their work would actually sort of warm their throats with these rather powerful lozenges. Now, what's interesting from a business point of view, this prospered. And just for awareness, the actual organization produces about 5 billion lozenges a year. That's quite a lot. And Clergyman Pete, I'm sure that your throat is very clear by now.
Yes,
I don't know when the last one that you had.
Yeah, everyone's, I think,
everyone's
every British
had
person has had a Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah,
at some point,
and the thing here is, what I like about this story is that the money is essentially being used for localism. So the actual thing here is that she is also remembered by many of her contributions for things like putting money into floodlights at the local football club or a lifeboat for the RNLI and public artworks such as Welcome Home statue for the families of fishermen. A worthy cause. So the thing here really is that, yes, it's a combination, isn't it, Clergyman Pede, of good faith, but also good business practice. So this is why I think that legacy is something that all people should be thinking about wherever you are in the world and whoever you are. So I would also kind of ask you, though, is it, do you think that really it should be at the starting point where you think about it from a business perspective, or do you think it should be from a faith perspective? What are your thoughts in terms of people who are thinking about how they leave a legacy?
Well, the thing is, you see, I don't have a strong distinction, a strong division between faith and business, between being an entrepreneur and being someone who's looking to fulfill God's plan in their life. I think there is a strong connection. I particularly encourage praying as a way of deciding on your business plan. I think it's a spiritual input from God giving you wisdom is something you need, especially when it comes to business. And I think that God, when he promises to bless us with spiritual blessings, it also includes physical blessings. That's not always the case, but there's no suggestion looking at the Bible that having good things is bad. You know, so having physical rewards for what you do and then leaving that as your legacy can be part of it. But there's that writer Shannon Elder said this about this is about a legacy: carve your name on hearts, not tombstones. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. So it's simply not the case that your legacy should simply be about the physical things that you can hand on. It's what people remember about you. And I guess it can be a bit of both, but your legacy, when you think of your legacy, you often, if you were thinking about artistic people, would think about, their body of work, or if they're an actor, the great performances they gave. And in the same way you can apply that to your own life, things that people will remember about you, the way that you lived your life. So I think the crucial thing is, remember, don't let go of your integrity. Think of the legacy. Don't take shortcuts, particularly when it comes to honesty or lapsing into dishonesty. Think of your legacy. That's a good way to see it, because then you'll have more than likely a good legacy to leave.
And I think that the one point here is that, and we see this throughout the world, but it isn't always about money. Now, many people have given a legacy in the sense of, as you say, that they have been remembered for the time that they gave to either help an individual or a worthy cause or something which was of purpose. And we very much value the idea of localism, the sense that you can build up community. It might be that you were championing for a particular resource to be, enhance a particular park, or whether it be for education in the community, or it could be anything really. The point here is that it isn't always about the money, although money is very, very useful, but it's about what you do with the money and the resources and your time. So I think that therein lies the question, is that rather than think more globally, where a lot of people tend to sort of think of the multi-billionaires who go off into space and leave a legacy on that front, no individual can really aspire. Most individuals can't aspire to that. So it isn't just about doing the grand projects. Something even very small can help. Even if it's working with not just at schools, but there are certain clubs and societies that promote a certain activity. It could be to a reading club, or it could be to help people with certain skills in the community. This is where I think that the legacy comes in. And what I do like is that I know that there are champions, should we say, that are recognized in society. And I think, ironically, and I know it's a slightly different subject, but this is where I actually think the honours come in. Because to me, it isn't about just the fact that you've been a celebrity and a bit of maybe a wealthy person, although there are a lot of people who have done good things. To me, it's the recognition of those who've done something in their local community.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. And as I see, Doreen Lofthouse, who was just talking about the fisherman's friend, heiress. Now, she gave money to her local town. That's what she's remembered for, to Fleetwood. And she gave 41 million, which isn't a huge amount nationally. It is locally. Think even more local. As part of my job as a vicar in the Church of England, conduct funerals. Sometimes for people I don't know or didn't know, and I don't know the family, I learn about them. And often it's the most boring life that leaves the most lasting impact. I did a funeral for someone who I did know, actually. I'll give his name, as this is a positive story, Ernie Roberts. He died at the age of 91. And he is chiefly remembered for one specific characteristic of him, in that he was nice and kind. Mm. I mean, that's a great legacy, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There are a lot of people who are not.
Well, so well done. Yeah. It's an underrated characteristic.
Yes.
In that everyone thought that about him. Even I thought that. I knew him during the last few years of his life. So I think, that's what the legacy, maybe we should leave listeners.
Leave the legacy of this episode.
Yes, the legacy of this episode. But remember to put in the comments, what do you want your legacy to be? It would be interesting to hear your comments, and we'll maybe read them out next time if we feel in a good mood. But that's all from us here for this time. Don't forget to like, a comment, and all that sort of thing. See you again soon. Bye for now.